Over 40 in Vancouver, episode, I believe, number 5. We're so scientific, we have done no preparation. This is why no one will listen to this. Hi, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
And our topic today for our 9 minutes and 45 seconds is electric bicycles. I think we need to bring this microphone out. With a new microphone.
I wish we had a picture of us scrambling around this microphone because we are sitting outside because it's such a nice day.
Yeah, so, Dale...
Which is a good time to talk about bicycling, because I'm a fair-weather cycler when I cycle at all.
You have a bicycle?
I have a bicycle. I haven't used it in a couple of years.
Are you planning on getting an electric one? Are you intrigued? What are your thoughts?
I am intrigued by electrical, but I just didn't even think about it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I am getting an electric bicycle. I'm getting my Schwinn, 1957 Schwinn. I'm getting electrified.
And what made you want to do that?
I don't know.
You of all people that I know, it's like, doesn't seem to have the kind of disposition that I would think would want to go electric. Like,
what?
Manual power all the way, dude.
You mean electric bicycles are not for fat on the inside people like me?
Oh, you're fat on the inside, are you?
No, I used to be.
Unlike me, where I'm fat on the outside.
I would dispute that. You're just...
No.
Heavier set.
Yeah. We don't have to mince
words. I am intrigued by the possibility of electric bicycles. The 1957 Schwinn, let's call it 57, it might be earlier, that I have, is extremely heavy. It is practical.
Oh, yes,
if you're,
it is.
If you're, if you're strong, like I am, admittedly, I'm no longer fat on the inside, you can pedal it. It does have 8 gears. Actually, single speed, but you could add gears. And when you add gears, it's actually quite a nice bicycle. As long as you don't live in South Van by the Fraser, Southlands, or you live in North Van, West Van, Burnaby, basically any suburb, you have to,
get
to
Gastown.
Everything's a hill. It's nothing like San Francisco hills. And yes, I guess I have pontificated in the past about how we should revel in the fact that Vancouver is actually flat. If you live and work in the city of Vancouver, again, except for the aforementioned Southlands, you won't have an issue. I'm just getting this to sort of experiment. I heard it's really popular. My mother passed away and I got some inheritance, so I'm spending some of that. And I'm intrigued by the concept of having a bicycle that I can easily go 60 to 100 kilometers in one day without much of a sweat.
The thing that worries me about electric bikes is the standard engineering problem. Like, if you want an electric vehicle, I have no problem with that. If you want a bicycle, I have no problem with that. When you get into the hybrid, I'm not sure that you try for the best of both worlds, but a lot of times you end up with the worst of both worlds.
Yeah, well, so, I think, again, like as always, we're 20 years behind, or at least 10 years behind Asia and Europe. In the places that you think where people wouldn't be lazy and where you think it's flat, such as Copenhagen, Amsterdam, and Shanghai, apparently electric bicycles are quite common. Apparently people don't take the bus. In Shanghai, a lot of the expats send their kids to school on electric bicycles. They don't take the bus. They don't drive them. They don't, so they're, I think.
So I would love to see the statistics on how many people pedal versus.
So I kind of think we're at the Symbian. Remember smartphones and the Symbian operating system and Nokia? I think we're kind of at that stage before we have the iPhone of bicycles. I think that electric bicycles will be huge. We've got 6 minutes left. I think it won't be the Schwinn that I'm pedaling. It won't be any of the bicycles you'll see. It'll be something like Apple. And I think it's not just going to be bicycles. I think it's going to be electric vehicles in general, not just cars and trucks.
When you think about it,
tricycles.
When you think about retrofitting versus like the new induction motors they have that are built right into the tire, you could think of building a bicycle hub.
Yeah,
that was
Copenhagen
the actual
wheel.
Yeah, is they have already? Yeah.
Copenhagen wheel is a motor. It looks like a normal wheel. It's got a battery and a motor built into the hub. So you just swap out your regular back wheel and you put this thing on. It's controlled by a Bluetooth app.
Of course it is.
But so that's a retrofit, but an easy retrofit. Super easy retrofit, right? Because no wiring required. You just have to have a bicycle that will handle that wheel size, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if it was built by somebody like Apple. I don't imagine Apple will do bicycles, actually. But from the get-go, designed for comfort, designed for fashion, but also designed for function and utility. right? And I think we're going to get there. And I think just as we did with smartphones, there was a lot of experimentation with the first versions of Windows Mobile and Symbian and all those other operating systems that you forgot about until Android and iOS, or now that Android and iOS are super dominant. We're going to have that same kind of experimentation. And I think we're already seeing that in Europe and in Asia, as I said before. So I think if we came back here and did this podcast in 10 years, it's going to be, I don't know where we'll be. Will we be at the, you know, the equivalent of iPhone 2G, the original one that was basically sucked, but one could see the potential? Or will we be at the full potential of Android 4 and up and iPhone 5 and up?
Tell me this. Why an electric bicycle as opposed to just going out and buying an electric scooter?
Because you do want some exercise.
Are you actually going to pedal?
And there are laws.
Are you going to pedal?
Yeah. So there's two kinds of electric...
See, I believe you when you say you're going to pedal.
There are two kinds of electric bicycles, right? There's ones that are basically electric motorcycles, which they call scooters, but they just add gratuitous pedals so that they can get around the regulations of being in the bike lanes. And then there's the other ones that are pedal assist. And I think... again, we're not as... I think the pedal assist would be more popular. We are a fit city. Suburbs is different. The rest of British Columbia is different. But I believe Vancouver is a little bubble of fitness. And I think pedal assist is going to be what most people end up riding. And I think what we'll end up having to do is we'll end up having to have a pedestrian lane, spaces for pedestrians, spaces for bicycles, electric or otherwise, that you actually have to pedal. Right, like the one I'm getting, at least let's say 50% of the time, and then have a sort of a speed limit, and then a lane for electric scooters.
You just said what my point would be. My observation of these different lanes, it isn't so much the transportation mode that's important.
It's the speed.
It's the speed. Yep. You should have those lanes regulated by speed.
I personally in the city don't want to go more than 15 or 20 kilometers an hour. Seriously. I personally want the exercise, and I experience the city more when I go at a slower speed. If I have an electric scooter or an electric motorcycle, I'm effectively, it's like being in a car. I don't experience the city in the same way. And I like being able to take photos, to see the cherry blossoms, to see, you know, you're going to miss all those things at 30 kilometers an hour, which is what the electric scooters go at.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Well, not the least of which, too, is it requires more attention. So even if you were inclined to want to experience the world, it's dangerous to experience the world.
Yeah,
at
you
30
need a
miles
license
an hour.
At 30 kilometers an hour. No, even at 30. You need a license. If your car is going to, I believe, if your car or vehicle of any sort is going to go regularly at 30 plus, you need a vehicle. You need training. I don't know if you need a vehicle license, but maybe you do. Because it is, the danger is magnified from 20 to 30. Much greater danger. Much greater danger to you. You're a much greater danger to others and to yourself.
It's interesting. I don't know if I've ever been on a bike going 30 miles an hour. It would have been downhill.
30 kilometers.
30 kilometers. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you go from 20 to 50, which is 30 miles an hour, that is a scary thing. You're 50 kilometers an hour is awesome speed. But the danger, again, is 300 or 400 times more than being at 10 or 20.
Yeah.
So
I have scared myself on a bicycle going downhill.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we'll sort it. I think this will sort itself out. I think Vancouver is one of those places where, luckily or unluckily, we have people who are rational, and where it will just sort. We'll figure this out organically. I look forward to having a podcast 10 years with you, and we'll talk about your electric bicycle.
I think that there's actually about three factors that would have to come together.
But you got 47 seconds.
We'll leave it at that, because I also think you need to have the roads to go on for people to get popular here.
Yeah.
And price point to come down.
Yep. Oh yeah, that's going to happen. Price point's going to come down. The road thing is problematic for sure. The price point has to be 500 or less, and we'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get there for sure. You can now buy an electric bicycle for $1,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways, signing out over 40 in Vancouver. If you have electric bicycle experience, leave a comment or contact us. We're easy to find. At least I'm easy to find. Take care.
Have a good one.
Ciao, cheers.